Welcome, my lovelies. Welcome once more to the Naked Football Show. I'm delighted to welcome back Mr. Mark Tuxford. Hello, Mark.
Bonjour.
You can find Mark, amongst other things, on Twitter. That's at Mark Tuxford and a lowercase thingy. A lower...
Underscore.
Yeah. That's the one. You can get us on at Twitter. At Naked Footy on Twitter. And we'll leave it at that because otherwise we miss out things. And you can email us at nakedfooty if you wish. Right, Mark, what do you make of the season so far?
I think it's an improvement on last year. As we said in the green room, something missing. I think it's obviously the injury problems that we've had of late. There's too many to count, really, but across the midfield anyway, there's quite a lot. I think we're missing, you know, players like Hughes and Adeyemi.
Bishop.
Yeah, Bishop as well. Obviously, he came back, but I think he was probably rushed back too quickly, hence why he got his injury, really.
You think the same happened with Hughes?
Yeah, but, well, at the end of the day, we've missed him, really. You know, summer signings, you know, most of them have been out injured. Like I say, the whole midfield's been pretty much, you know, out of sorts. But yeah, once we get them back, time will tell whether they're, you know, good enough for the club, really.
Well, yeah, I think they are. I mean, it's quite amazing how many. Well, they're all midfielders.
Yeah, you
know? I think it was on the show the other week talking about players like Ben Morris, who I think deserves a run in the first team. But the strikers aren't getting themselves injured, are they? So he doesn't get a run in the first team. They sent out Conor McKendry, another winger or another midfielder. But all the midfielders are injured, and so we're sort of down to the bare bones there.
Yeah,
I'd like to see Conor McKendry have given a chance, actually, but he's gone out on loan as well.
Yeah,
so,
well,
he's a good little player.
He's a player that I've heard quite a lot about in the under-23s.
Yeah,
And he's, you know, he's been quite good apparently. I haven't actually been to any of the games, but apparently from, you know, Twitter and stuff like that, you know, he's shone like a light, really. But you know, same with Morris as well. But as you say, he's not going to get too much of a chance with the current four strikers that we have.
No.
You know, you'd probably say he might be a bit better than Freddie Sears at the moment.
You've got to feel sorry for Freddie Sears. I mean, he couldn't even score a goal on when it was almost it's almost laid on a plate for him, and someone decided to put it in for him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at Sunderland. I mean, you didn't go to Sunderland, I guess.
No, I didn't, unfortunately. It was, I don't know, I was surprised I could have gone, but at the same time, a bit of a trek up there. But,
it is, and the trains were not perfect, were they? I think to London were all up the creek.
Everyone that went, to be honest with you.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a good, it's a nice stadium. I don't mind Sunderland because it's a stadium right pretty much in the centre of town, even though it's a brand new stadium. Well, it's not anymore, is it?
But
and one of these modern stadiums which are normally stuck out on some industrial estate. You wanted, I'm going to look at a couple of tweets, including one of yours. So, this is from a Mark Tuxford of Colchester.
Beautiful man, I've heard.
He's a very, very handsome man, it says here. Right, looking forward to appearing on Knackered Football tonight. Blah, blah, blah. As well as touching upon the great work of At Footy With Dad. So, do you want to tell us about At Footy With Dad?
Yes, so Footy With Dad, I work with them, do their marketing for them. Because I work for a web design company.
Yeah.
And basically, Footy With Dad, the whole story behind it is it's basically, you know, children going to the football with their parents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the founder of Footy With Dad, his child was ill when he was born and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it really does sort of tug on the heartstrings in a way. But it's a good little venture. It's a good little charity to get involved with. They're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Footy With Dad.
I'll have to give them a follow.
We've had, we actually talked to former players and current footballers as well. Just off the top of my head, I think it's Frank Sinclair, Peter Reid.
I think I saw the Frank Sinclair one. Yeah.
And it's just we managed to get all these players to, you know, give their stories of, you know, obviously about their career and, you know, their experiences growing up as well, about football as well. But Dean Holdsworth used to play for Bolton, ex obviously Premier League striker. He's the ambassador of Footy With Dad.
Okay.
So we've managed to get them connections out of him. But it's a really good venture. They're actually doing a competition at the moment to get a free shirt for a parent and child as well.
Yeah.
So all you got to do really is retweet and sign up for the competition form as well, and follow obviously the Twitter as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really good. But yeah, like I say, it's a really touching story, you know, between a father and son.
Do you want to go into detail?
Well, I mean, it's not too much for me to say, but at the same time, the story's on the website.
Yeah.
So people can have a look at that. The website is footywithdad.com. But yeah, as I say, it's a really touching story. Basically, the guy that founded it, like I say, his son was very ill when he was born. And to get him through it, really, was thinking about taking his son to the football when he was older.
Hopefully it wasn't Ipswich.
Well, yeah, no, he's a Tottenham fan. But but yeah, I mean, you know, we're trying to, you know, get people to get involved, yeah. You know, whatever team they support, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a dad, you know, mum or guardian or anything like that. I mean, it can be for mums and daughters. So it's just basically getting that, you know, bond together and just appreciating what football can bring to a family, really.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So it's Football with Dad.
It's Footy with Dad.
All one
so
word
in
Twitter.
It's Footy with Dad. It's IE instead of Y. But yeah, go follow it across the social media platforms of Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, really.
There you go. I'll give it a follow. Absolutely. There's something else. Well, I'll look at this tweet first and then we'll go to an email before we talk about it. This is from Susan. This is, you might have seen this on Twitter or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is from Susan. Hello, Susan, the lovely Susan. Can you discuss whether in the light of, this is, I imagine, tongue-in-cheek, in the light of the announcement of potential bans for people found guilty of, in quotes, obscene abuse on social networking, whether ITFC will be employing a moral philosopher to oversee our tweets? And I'm going to, from there, go to an email because I know this touches on the same thing. So this is from Slowerball. Hello, Slowerball. Good evening, the Lowstoff Dinger, and good evening, the Tuxedo. Love the show. He found out I come from Lowstoff, don't you, boy? A very good 3 points against the Black Cats. Super finish from Garner. Will Freddie Sears ever score again for Ipswich Town? We just talked about that. Plenty of activity at Portman Road before the window shut. More than expected. Some loans, more outs than ins, some controversial, e.g. the boy Downs, who shone brightly against the Hatters on his debut. I'll stop there for a sec. Downs, what do you think of him going out on loan, especially with our dearth of midfield players?
It was a strange one, considering obviously the injuries in midfield, but at the same time, from his personal development at the club, I think he does need a run of games. I'm not quite sure he was going to get that under McCarthy. Obviously, we've seen his debut season. And he's been an impressive player, as like Nydam as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I think this loan will do in the world of good. Playing at a lower division, Luton are riding high in League Two, so I think it's a win-win in a way. Hopefully, he comes back next year, and you know, does what he's been doing this year as well. But all in all, I think it is a good loan for him personally. Mm. But yeah, it was a strange one considering the amount of injuries we've had.
Yeah, it did sort of split Camden, but I can see his point.
Yeah.
The club welcomed back Cotter from Limerick, and the boy and the lad Carriol from the Tricky Trees was our main senior signing. Good signing, that. He says it's a good signing. Everything I read about him was pretty derogatory.
Well, I've seen Carriol play a few times. He's been at Portman Road for numerous amount of clubs. I think he just sometimes lacks a bit of an end product. He's very quick, but he just sometimes lacks that end product, getting the ball in the box. But from what I see, you know, he can score a goal. But time will tell whether he gets the run of games. I don't think he came on against Sunderland, did he?
No, I don't think so, no.
So that might have been a good game for him to come on to. You know, maybe in the last couple of minutes, maybe. Not a bad signing. You know, I think he's been crying out for a winger for quite a while. Hopefully that won't make, you know, having Sears on the right wing or on left wing.
But he let Rowe go, and Rowe is apparently playing very well where he's gone. Did you not think he might need a chance? It could have been worth a chance or worth a shot?
Well,
or is it the same thing, you think, get him out on loan and experience?
Possibly, but at the same time, I don't think it's quite in the same mould as what Downs is. Rowe could have played, and I'm not quite sure why he hasn't played.
Hmm.
I think he's only made a couple of appearances this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, how old is he? He's not that young, is he? I mean, he's obviously young, but not...
Yeah, probably about 25, 26, I think.
Yeah.
But, that was another strange one, but maybe he just doesn't see Rowe as one for the future at the club.
No.
Hence why he's gone out on loan, but, bit of a strange one, really.
Drinan, as I think he called him once. Yeah, what about him? He's not had a look in.
No, again, I've heard good things about him in the under-23s. Coming from the Irish League, it's obviously quite a step up.
Mm.
But he's got the nickname of Murphy, I think, at the moment. Some of the players. Obviously, again, that time will tell whether he gets a chance.
Mm.
I think I heard McCarthy say something the other day about he's one for the future and certainly a player for next season.
Yeah.
So we'll see whether he makes an appearance this year, really.
Yeah. He's not likely to start, is he, with the forwards we've got at the moment?
No.
Which is a rare thing to say, isn't it? And he ends that sentence with, which is almost embarrassing to read out, presumably Mick told Marcus he must have a winger. Must have a winger. So it's his little joke.
We'll
leave that.
I think the fans have been saying that they want a winger for some time as well.
Yeah. Must have, though. A question for the panel. If you were Ipswich manager and you could bring in one permanent transfer, what position would you look to fill?
Can we bring back Tommy Smith?
There you go, Slurball. Tommy Smith. Yeah, he's talking about left centre then. I've been very impressed with the triple-barreled name.
Carter Vickers.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him play yet, but I've heard good things about him.
He played really well against Wolves, I thought, and then apparently had a really good game at Sunderland, so really looks a good player.
Yeah.
He'd be
Be too tough to defend against Sunderland, isn't it, really?
No.
Not very good in front of goal at the moment, but yeah.
But he's very good. He's very assured and he's got a great touch.
Yeah. You know,
it doesn't seem to... He's a bit like... Selena in way he touches, you know, he just gets the ball and doesn't have to worry about controlling it.
Yeah.
As George Best was talking, I remember George Best talking about some player and they said, what do you think of him? And he said, he controls the ball further than I can kick it. I thought it was great. So, yeah, apart from Tommy Smith, anyone you'd like, any position you think we need to fill? Obviously, you could say Bart if he goes, but forgetting Bart.
Well, I think obviously Bart's going to sign a new deal, so hopefully we'll be able to keep him, you know, and actually see out his contract.
Yeah, true.
But in terms of a position that we probably need to strengthen, I think we've always been crying out for an attacking centre mid since Tommy Miller left
in
his first spell. But yeah, I mean, it's tough to pick out a player off the top of my head, really. But yeah, that sort of position as a central attacking midfielder would probably be my signing if I was the Ipswich manager.
There you go, Slowball. The answer is Johnny Walk. Next up, Burton. Surely 3 points, but the derby is fast approaching and both clubs seem to be taking a firm stance on... Here we go. So this is the crux of the matter. Both clubs seem to be taking a firm stance on social media abuse relating to the game. Intriguingly, at a time where, in quotes, as yet... social media isn't regulated like other broadcasting media. Be interesting to see if anyone receives a ban for any such virtual misbehaviour as has been promised. Keep smiling. God bless Andy Drury. Andy Drury, yeah, I remember him. Thanks for that, Slowball. Right, do you want to talk? I presume you've seen that.
Yes, I've seen that. If my Twitter is anything to go by, then I'll probably be one of the first to...
well, I doubt there'll be any fans in the ground if they just...
No, exactly. I think it's a little bit tedious, but... You know,
I think they were
what you say. You know, these days online, really. But like I say, I mean,
but it's not going to be any worse than what you hear in the ground.
No, exactly. Online is a different matter, isn't it? I suppose. But I mean, like I say, if my online presence was anything to go by, then I'll be one of the first to get the boot, and I'll probably come back on here and tell you all about it. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes, we can. Yeah, this is from a guy who was banned from Twitter for years. So do you actually think it's a stupid thing to do? I mean, it's just crazy.
You know, like you say, you know, there's going to be lots of passion and, you know, for a derby day. in the ground and online and even outside the ground. But yeah, it's ridiculous.
How are you going to track people down that are going to the game? You might get some. What's to stop a Norwich? He said it on air. Supporter pretending he's an Ipswich fan and slagging off.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and then how do you police it? How do you know who these people are? A lot have pseudonyms, don't they? They don't even go by their real name.
I'm sure they've got their own ways of finding it out.
Yeah.
But it just is, it's very ridiculous and, something that I don't think really needs to be put out there, really.
But no, it's a bit, yeah, a bit a retrograde step. I don't think it does anyone any favours. I understand their point because they're talking about personal abuse, aren't they? But there'll still be personal abuse at the ground, and you're still going to get kids. They're not going to, it's not going to stop them, is it? Yeah. Whatever, however right or wrong it is. Okay, so let's pick a subject. Mick McCarthy. What do you think? Is he going to go? I ran a little poll. Only had 15 million takers that voted. No, it was roughly 200. And out of the 200, it was basically, to quote the Clash, would he stay or would he go? And it came out at approximately 75% to go and 25% to stay, approximately roughly around that.
I imagine he'll go at the end of the season with his contract up. I think he has got the option to sign something else with the club, but at the same time, I think he's probably a bit, hacked off of the abuse that he probably gets. I imagine him to be walking out the door and a few players to be follow suit, really. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. But
what do you think? What personally for you, if you could just, if it was all up to you, what would you do?
I'd probably have to let him go, I think. I mean, much of the blame, I think, is on Evans, but at the same time, McCarthy's quite stubborn. He's fallen out with the fans. For me, he's got to go, really, at the end of the season. Arguably maybe sooner.
Hmm.
But I don't think Evans is going to pay off his contract or anything stupid like that. So I think it'll be the end of the season and he'll go and he'll probably get another championship gig somewhere. And he might do well, but it's just, who do we replace McCarthy with?
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. I've heard quite a few stories with a fella called Stein.
Yes, he keeps rearing his head. No one knows what he even looks like. But
other than that, I mean, for me, I wouldn't know who to replace him with. I mean, there's obvious ones like, Gary Monk and, managers like that. But would he want to come to Ipswich when
he's got no money,
much of a budget?
Yeah.
He's probably looking for something, a bit closer to him. A club that's probably got a little bit more ambition than what we've got at present.
Yeah.
I can't imagine us attracting any big names. But then again, we did attract McCarthy. So, he is a relatively big name in football, and I'm sure clubs across the Championship or even maybe in the Premier League might have a punt on him.
Okay, I'll do another predictable one. Cowley Brothers.
Interesting one, that one, I think. Big gamble, but at the same time they have done well. For me personally, I don't see why not. Give these.
They're actually still doing well, aren't they?
Give them a chance, really. But there's always, the ex players like John McGreal and Tony Mowbray that I've heard quite a lot about.
Mm.
Whether that's the right route to go down, I don't know. Jim O'Gilton was fairly successful with us.
It's not likely to. I can see it. I can't see Evans wanting him back. No, that's the trouble. He's going to look stupid if he gets him there.
No, he won't go back with him. But that type of ex-player maybe might be a good chap.
Yeah. Any more you can think of? Again, if you were the guy who could just say, right, we'll have this manager, and obviously not Mourinho's and things. Who would you in the lower leagues?
Probably taking. I wanted Gary Rowett to start off with.
Yes, that would have been a great, decent hit, wouldn't it?
But personally, I can see us going down probably an unknown quantity or maybe an ex-player again.
So you actually think Mark Evans will go down the unknown quantity route this time,
possibly,
instead of having had his fingers bitten or burnt, whatever?
I suppose Roy Keane was a little bit like that as well. Paul Jewell was, fairly established. but didn't work out very well.
Yes, well, a bit, but all managers had big decent names in the game. Yeah. So don't you think he might just do the same old thing again?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he does do that again, but maybe he might be thinking that, you know,
hasn't worked
time
so
for
far.
A change.
Yeah.
You know, sort of young blood, you know, really, but, you know, we'll see.
Tweet from PRB9. Oh, well, this is pretty similar. So what do you think of the... Well, split it into two. Oh, the second one we've already... thingy, but I'll do it anyway. What do you think of the rumour of Mick to go to Barnsley's 8-1?
I can't see him going before the end of the season, put it like that. I know his heart is with Barnsley, and I can see him probably going there maybe in the future.
But, well, they've got a shed load of money now, haven't they?
Yeah, well, Heckenbottom's just left to go to Leeds, hasn't he, I think?
Has he?
Yeah. But yeah, it wouldn't surprise me too much.
Well, I'm sure he'd love to do that, get a few million under his belt and then zip into the Premiership and say thank you, look at me, Ipswich.
He does want that. I think he probably wants the money to spend, and, you know, Evans, you know, has put the purse strings on it, really. But at the same time, you know, going back to the previous question, I mean, what manager would want to come to our club and not have any money to spend?
Yeah,
you know, that's the be all and end all of it.
Well, I'm guessing the way it's worked is that he pays them a huge salary, so like obviously Roy Keane and Jewell would have been on humongous salaries.
Well, I know McCarthy
and the same McCarthy
got a few bits of money for keeping the club up in Ipswich when we had that torrid season, but I think it was about 1 million that he got for that.
I believe so, and he's on a fairly hefty wage per year, I think, anyway, or hefty contract.
Maybe he might sign a new deal with that amount of money being offered to him. But
I'm guessing though that Barnsley will offer him even more, won't they? Now they've got all this new ownership.
Think
and
so, yeah.
So,
You know, be reunited with Keith Moore again.
Of course, that's probably why.
I'm sure Keith will love. But.
I'm sure it's probably why he sent him there. He said, I'll let him play a few games and then we'll get him. I know it sounds as though they might have fallen out. And then he says, what about Peter Buck? Have I put you on the spot?
Yeah.
No, you put me on the spot as well. Yeah. Don't worry. Thanks for the tweet, but I don't even know. No, seriously. Thank you for the tweet. That was PRB9. He comes from Norfolk, or sort of. Gardening guru, pig aficionado, low level geek, ITS fan, EC fan, and granddad. Thank you for that. So, unfortunately, we don't know who Peter Buck is because we're useless.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of comments.
There will. They're gonna. I bet we'll probably get. I'll just keep an eye on Twitter, and just in case someone says, "You idiots, what are you doing hosting a football show? You don't know what you're talking about, and your guess is no better." Right, we've got a couple of minutes, 2-3 minutes left. How do you see the rest of the season panning out? And going back to your thing about McCarthy won't leave till the end of the season. Well, that's not going to help season ticket sales because they'll be going out, posted out as beginning of April.
Yeah.
So I mean, if he's still here, then the season ticket thing is going to go even worse. I mean, you know, we're not very unlikely getting the playoffs now.
No, I think playoffs is, you know, a bit of a pipe dream, unfortunately. But I predict us to finish mid-table, and I still stick by that.
But let's hypothetically say we definitely not. Well, say we lose the next two games, which, knowing us, is quite possible. Then we've got absolutely no chance.
Yeah.
What is the point of keeping McCarthy on if he wants to go? And also, what is the point of keeping him on if it's going to make season ticket sales plummet even further? So do you not think that might be a time to say, right, okay, let's do it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it is a time for him to go even now, but at the same time, I still don't think Evans is going to
So even if we haven't got any chance of the playoffs whatsoever, you think he'll just stay till the end of the season?
I still think he'll still be here till the end of the season and run his contract down. I can't see Evans, you know, buying him out, really. I think he'll be here till the end of the season, even with the season ticket sales. But, you talk to any fan, you know, you probably expect McCarthy to go at the end of the season. And he's even said it himself, pretty much, that he wants to go without even saying it. But, I think it will be bye-bye McCarthy at the end of the season.
But not before?
Not before, no.
The only option, I presume, is that they can not announce season ticket sales till the end of the season.
Well, that might be another thing.
But then I'm sure they would want someone in that fans would get behind.
Yeah.
Whether it's, and they'd get behind even, you know, the Carly brothers, for instance, let's throw that name in there.
Yeah.
An unknown quantity, really, at this level. But I think the fans would think, well, let's give it a go.
Yeah.
You get the fans back on board, even if they failed.
Yeah. I think, exactly. I think the ex-player thing as well, that'll certainly bring fans back, get the, you know, people excited again. You know, maybe a player that's, you know, got the club at heart.
Could be Dave McGreal, you mean?
Yeah, it could be McGreal. But again, I don't think he's done enough at Cole U to really warrant the job at Ipswich yet. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets it in the future, but at the moment, I wouldn't, probably wouldn't go down that route.
Prediction for Saturday? Can we get a draw out of that game?
I think we'll win. Burton can score goals, but very leaky at the back. So I'm going to predict 2-1. 2-1 Town.
2-1, okay. Well, finally, we'll end with David Diamond, who is one half of the excellent Blue Monday podcast. And we'll leave on this note, I think, because it's it sums up our knowledge of football. Peter Buck is the REM guitarist. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. Cheers. Cheers, Mark.